Vakama Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavakama Babli Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Yesh Chayev Al Masi Shoyoy or Potah Al Masi Altsmoy, Chayev Al Masi Altsmoy or Potah Al Masi Shoyoy. Sometimes one is liable for his ox's action and exempt for his own, and sometimes it's the opposite. Shoyoy Shibiyesh Potah, Buhu Shibiyesh Chayev. If his ox causes embarrassment, he's exempt. If he embarrassed, he's liable. Shoyoy Shisimeth Ein Avdoi Behipeles Shenoy Potah. If his ox blinded an eye or knocked out the tooth of his slave, then he's exempt. If he did so, then he's liable. If his ox wounded his father or mother, he's liable. If he did so, then he's exempt from payment. If his ox burned the stack on Shabbos, he's liable. If he did so, he's exempt, and that's because he's liable to die. Nigmar says, Ben Padye Omar Kalamikalkalim Baturin Chutz Min Amavir Va'ise Chabur. Ben Padye says that all who ruin are exempt regarding Malach on Shabbos, except one who burns or wounds. Amar B'yochanan B'mavir in Echayab Adjehei Tzorech Le'efer Va'ise Chabur in Echayab Adjehei Tzorech Ladam. Birchin says one who burns is liable only if he needs the ashes, one who wounds is liable only if he needs the blood. The Gemara asks that the Amisha says that his ox that burns on Shabbos is liable to pay, it means in the same case that he's exempt because he is Chayav Misa, surely his ox does not need the ashes. The answer is indeed his ox does need the ashes because it has a wound.